We've told you everything that was happening in and around Cape Town, but to tell you what's happening on the outdoors and what's happening outside of Cape Town and where you can go and jump around in the outdoors, Jeff Aylifer has his pulse on all those events. A very good morning to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Zane. Good morning. Today's weather predictions are for the wind out of the south, southeast for most of the day with a high of 19 degrees. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today, Tokai Forest Walk, a nice late start for those late sleepers. A meeting at 1 o'clock at the parking area on Orphan Road. That's at the start of the Restoration Trail. And you'll hike around the forest with a detour to view the Fynbos Garden over Fergrove Way. It is an easy 2 to 3 hour walk. And then tomorrow, the hike is Diagonal Ravine Kasteelpoort. It's a meeting at 8 o'clock at the end of Theresa Avenue in Camps Bay. It is going to be a tough one tomorrow. You'll head up the pipe track, turn left towards Diagonal Ravine, all the way up valley on the Red Gods, and then you'll circle back via Kasteelpoort. It's going to be very strenuous, 5 to 8 hours with lots of exposure, lots of scrambling, so make sure that you are ready for it. PeninsulaRamblers.org.za for anyone who wants to check in ahead of time. If you're looking for a pleasant drive today, and combined with an opportunity to support a great cause, Jason Van Slot is going to be undertaking an Everesting challenge at Tall Monument Hill. He'll be cycling repetitions of the Tall Monument and Tall until he cycles the height of Mount Everest, which is 8,848 meters. If all goes according to plan, Jason should be finishing the ride at approximately 6 p.m. So he's invited listeners to go along, see the action, support them by liking, sharing, and following the posts on Facebook or Everesting. And it's all been done for cystic fibrosis. The Facebook is at Everesting for Cystic Fibrosis. And Instagram is at instagram.com, Jason Van Slot. And the initiative really is to support legal and other costs that are necessary to facilitate access to his life-changing medication, as well as towards maintaining an updated South African CF registry. Jason lives with cystic fibrosis. He's a phenomenally a strong young man. He completed the Absa Cape Epic. I was there, fortunately, to witness that, and it was amazing to see. And Jason spoke to me earlier and shared some thoughts about the day today.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm feeling good, feeling positive. I'm cautiously optimistic because I know that there's a very tough and long night ahead of me on the bike. But there's a very strong purpose and why I'm doing this. And I think that's going to really help to keep me going in those very tough moments. Yeah, so there have been some very big setbacks and major health complications, actually, when training for my Everesting attempt. But recently, my training has gone very well. And in fact, we set a new cystic fibrosis half Everesting record in under 7 hours back in April. And that same day, we ended up going to the height of Everest Base Camp. So I think that sets us in good stead for what's going ahead tomorrow. I would like to just give a message out to the South African cystic fibrosis community. I know that many of us have been waiting, and myself included, and we never knew if a medication like this would ever be available in our lifetime. And it is now, but unfortunately it's financially impossible for us to get into the country. I hope to do the CF community proud and do my part in helping to raise awareness and funding that will go directly towards these negotiations that will help bring this life-changing medication into South Africa. And I hope that one day we can all experience breathing freely for the first time in our lives. Thank you to everybody out there who's been supporting this event and everyone who's going to be there tomorrow. Thank you.
There we go. That's Jason Van Slot. And once again, follow them on Instagram. Jason Van Slot. His surname is VanTSlot. And South African's Cystic Fibrosis Association, as well as your Facebook, Everesting for Cystic Fibrosis. Just a reminder There's a major run taking place tomorrow between Milnerton and the CBD in Cape Town. It's the ABSA Run Your City Cape Town 10 km. They've announced a new route for the event. It incorporates some new sections, starting in Woodbridge Island, as always. And the route will run into Cape Town. It will include a 1.7 kilometer section of the N1 as they make their way to the finish in Long Street in the City Bowl. And the elites are off first at 9 o'clock. So if you are planning on heading into the city tomorrow morning, just be aware that that is going to be taking place. That's it from me for this morning. And I'll be back again tomorrow.